प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। Special role of Brahma Baba at Amrit Vela. If you want to offer someone special hospitality, then apart from the normal daily food, you offer them something extra. In the same way, Brahma the mother also has special love for the children. He cannot stay in the subtle regions without the entertaining sparkle of the children there. This is Brahma's spiritual motherly attachment for the children, Ruhani Mamta. With his subtle thoughts of love, he invokes the special groups of children and he immerses them in the subtle regions. When Brahma was in the corporeal form, you remember how he would call the different group of children with special love. And he would then feed them with his own hand and he would entertain them personally. In the same way, now the Brahma Baba has become subtle. This same sanskar of love is still emerging in the practical form. But for the children to experience this, they must also adopt their own subtle form, Sukshma Roop. And they must become like the father. At Amrit Vela, Brahma, the mother, calls all the children and he feeds them with a special nourishment of all power. Divine nutrition or divine food, all powers. When he was in the corporeal form, Baba would give the children ghee to drink and he would also take everyone out together for exercise. In the same way, he now gives you ghee in the subtle regions. Means he fills the soul with powers and he also inspires you to practice exercise. So divine nutrition and divine exercise. To increase the power of the intellect, the soul is taken on the journey. At one moment you are in Paramdham. Next moment you arrive at the subtle world, and the third and the movement after that you come to the corporeal form and you experience the elevated Brahmin life. The children are inspired to race through the three world, and this special hospitality of Brahma becomes merged in you, your life. So have you heard in what way Brahma Baba the mother looks after you? So Brahma Baba is generous. He offers hospitality, khatri, in two forms. The first, divine nutrition, spiritual nutrition, spiritual food. And the second, spiritual exercise or divine exercises. This is also a great art, art of hospitality. If a newcomer comes, or guests or visitors come, the way you attend them matters a lot for them. Though for you, that group, that person is just another group or another person, but then that group or that person never forgets you. If you give them love, if you share something with them.
So for hospitality, what is needed is a generous heart.
And a generous heart shares. A non-generous heart doesn't share.
So sharing and non-sharing.
So for sharing, what is needed? Do you have to be rich for sharing? I am rich, then I will share. What? Do you have to be rich for sharing? Yes, those who are, they can. But the contrary is true.
It is not about what you are sharing
or how much you are sharing. It's all about sharing. It's not about how much you have, how much you possess. It's all about whatever you have, you are sharing.
Rich might have much,
much more. But then that doesn't guarantee that they will share.
So what is needed is for sharing, whatever you have,
you want to give it to others. So your heart is generous, magnanimous. Such magnanimity of the heart is needed. So Brahma Baba offers hospitality in two ways.
The first, nutrition, food, and second, exercise.
What food he gives you?
All powers,
virtues, knowledge,
huge. And what exercises he teaches you?
Journey, yatra, of remembrance. The more you do this journey of remembrance, the more your sins are absolved. The more you become satopradhan. Today Sakar Murli. Whole world is completely dirty. This world is completely dirty world. And souls are tamopradhan. The more tamopradhan you are, the more sorrow. The more suffering, the more pain. You only call to Baba, Baba, please come. Oh, purifier, come. So I have come. So when he comes, he gives, he shares. Otherwise, we would have never known this knowledge. Because all scriptures are hodgepodge. But to experience this hospitality, one thing is needed. Just as the father is subtle, you have to become subtle.
Without achieving that subtle stage, that subtle form,
you cannot experience this hospitality. Subtle exercise means, which exercise? Three world, corporeal world, subtle world, and the incorporeal world. It's super marathon. But in this marathon, you are not competing. This is solo marathon. You are running alone. But the running should continue. Yatra means journey. So it's a pilgrimage of remembrance. Suppose yesterday you reached this much, today you have to reach slightly ahead. The more you remember, the more your sins are absolved. Today Sakar Murli, the soul has got alloy mixed in it. Remove the alloy. Renounce body consciousness. Forget body consciousness. Forget whatever that you have read till now. So how to become subtle?
Baba says, if you want to experience this divine nourishment, you have to assume, you have to
adopt,
you have to be in your subtle form. And then divine exercise is spiritual drills. Keep on doing this drill all the time. Whenever you are free, just go up. That depends on how much attached you are to this body. If you are very tightly attached to this body, it is very difficult to go and drop this body and touch Paramdham. Your attachment to this body should be minimal. So be generous, be sharing. When you do like this, you express a quality which is within you. That is known as love. What is the last line of today's Murli? Last line. Today's Sakar Murli. Before Acha. Love everyone. Father is also the ocean of love. Love everyone. If you give sorrow, you will suffer. Baba is not cursing you, he is explaining you. Love everyone. Such a small statement. Love everyone. Because the Father is the ocean of love. Have you experienced his ocean, that ocean of love? Dive deep into this ocean of love. Let that ocean fill your eyes. And there is a love for everyone. There was a Sufi saint, Bayezid. He would never pray to God. Rather, he would never ask anything to God. His disciples would say, why don't you ask something to God? He says, what should I ask? He knows everything. He knows what I need. So why should I ask him? Now tell me. Suppose, if I ask him something which he already knows, it is foolishness. Because he already knows I need this. One. Second, if I ask him something which he doesn't know, that is also stupidity. So why should I ask? Why should I beg? It's a total, utter wastage of time. And then there was a time when Bayezid, along with his disciples, went to one village. And the village people just drove them away. They said, don't enter our village, you are kafir. You don't follow Islam, you are Sufis, go away from here. What this new religion you have introduced? This is against our Sharia, our rules. So then, he along with his disciples went out of the village and they had no food to eat, no water to drink, no shelter. They were sitting under a tree. And the disciples said, what about now? Will you ask him now? At least tell Allah to give something to you now. He said, why should I? He knows when I should be given what. If he wants me to fast, I will fast. If he wants me to feast, I will feast. Why should I ask anything? Such an unasking mind. You are happy with what you are given. You are tript, santusht, content with whatever that is happening.
There is no struggle. There is no complaining. There is no grumbling about anything. Whatever I have, I am happy. So Baba offers special hospitality. Why? Because of his sharing nature. And Baba is sharing that even when he was in the corporeal form and children would come, he would ask, he would call different groups and he would offer them special food and he would take them for a ride. The same sanskars are now emerged in the subtle world. Now Brahma doesn't have a corporeal body. He has broken free of the corporeal and he has entered the incorporeal. So he has that avyakta form now. He has that unmanifest form, the subtle body, and he is doing this. The same sanskars of the corporeal are emerging here. So even in the subtle world, children come, so Baba feeds them with divine nutrition. And what is that divine nutrition? Special powers. He makes them powerful. Drishti of God is very powerful. His vision is very powerful. Drishti. We have not realized the importance of drishti. Eyes are the most important part of this body. With these eyes you have to do miracles, or you are going to do miracles in future. So take utmost care to make them pure, extremely pure. There shouldn't be any trace of body consciousness or attachment in these eyes. There should be a sparkle of vairagya, that nothing of this world attracts me. Nothing even in my dream touches me. Such pure eyes Baba wants. So when your eyes become so pure that there is total attachment to, there is not even an attachment to even one particle of this body, you are free as if. So when the total attachment to the body is gone, how can you ever get attracted to any other body? There is no question of getting attracted. Everything appears to you just as dust. Even the so-called relationships of the world, they appear to you as mere playthings. So make your vision, your drishti so pure. So there is not a trace of hatred for anybody, dislike for anybody, vices in the subtle form. The purity, brahmacharya has reached the highest peak in you. There is an absolute unbroken brahmacharya. Not even in the dreams, even. Not even in the thoughts. There is no question of attachment to anybody, to anybody's body, to anybody's speciality. Nothing. You see everybody just as energies, sparks of energies. Because your own attachment to your body is gone. So how can you get attached to somebody else's body? So such purity, such brahmacharya leads to pure vision, pure drishti. And where your drishti is pure, then when you meet God, you can derive everything from Him. Purity attracts purity. Purity will pull purity. So, if you want to experience these two things, Baba says, you should become subtle like the Father. In today's Sakar Murli, there is one very beautiful statement. The Father loves you more than anybody in this world, more than anybody else in the world. No one can love you as much as the Father. He loves you the most. His love for you is the highest in the world. And that's why I become like him.
So when I become like him, I also become as pure as him. Just as Brahma, he is abhokta, he is akarta, he is unattached to anything. Nothing of this world attracts him now. This complete form of Brahma, you have to become like this. Brahma has got two forms, incomplete and complete. So this complete form of Brahma, which is right now in the subtle world, it is the complete form. Be like this form. You have to become Satopradhan right now. In yesterday's Murli, there was this statement. Today's Murli, there is another statement. The soul, when it becomes pure and beautiful, body also becomes pure and beautiful. So make the soul beautiful now, also the make body beautiful now. In golden age, what is the average lifespan? 125 to 150. Average means deities live at least 200 to 250 years. This is the average. So their age, their lifespan is 250 years. There is no reason that you should not live for 200 years. Unless and until you destroy your body with your own efforts. Otherwise, there is no reason for this decay, degeneration, decrepitude of this body. The body should naturally go and live for 200 years easily. Why? Why I'm saying this? When the body is there are reports of people of many yogis sitting in the Himalayas. They who live for 150 years. How come? Even now. How is it possible? Probably they had very healthy body. So that health of the body you have to experience now. The one who is looking healthy from the surface may not be healthy at all. I have seen in last 6 months so many bodybuilders who had contracted COVID and then they are so weak now. I have list of people who are gym trainers, who train others, who are yoga trainers, and they came to the casualty with the saturation of 60 and they had severe COVID and they were in ICU on ventilator, on BiPAP, on non-invasive support, on high flow oxygen, and now when they come for follow-up, they are so weak. They can't do any one of those previous pranayamas. And they were heavy weightlifters, they used to do deadlift. But now, all power is gone. So were they healthy? That's the question. Is that health, really? So, there are many people like this. There are many souls who have done researches. And they ultimately came to the conclusion that something is definitely wrong. So, if Satyuga deities lived for 150 years, 200 years, 250 years, there is no reason that we should also not live. So, you should have a desire to have a very long life. Why? Why? Earlier I did not have desire to live long, but now I have. Why? Because the more you live, the more you can remember the father. Otherwise, earlier I used to think that so many people come, they die, some suffer, some don't. And even if somebody goes through a very severe illness and he survives, he dies because of some other reasons. But regarding Brahmins, once in Murli it had come, if a Brahmin suffers from a serious illness and he recovers,
it's good. Now we can remember Baba more. So that's a plus point. So it's, you should have the desire to live a life, a long life. Rather, you should feel that I should be the last person on the earth who will go away. Let me see everyone. Let me see the whole drama till the end, what happens. The whole confluence age. The last till last, what happens in the confluence age. How the golden age. In today's Murli, there is a very striking statement about Shri Krishna. Baba said, 30, 35 years. This will be in the confluence age itself, because the golden age starts with Lakshmi Narayan. Golden age doesn't start with Shri Krishna. So this 30-35 years are of the confluence age probably. The Shri Krishna is already taking birth here. And then he is reaching, and then he is marrying, and other things are happening. So you should see this here and now. So for that you cannot afford to have an untimely death. So you should aim to have a very long life. Okay? ठीक है? So don't die early. You have to wait and see last scene of the confluence age. It will be very beautiful. There would be visions. Just as you had a vision earlier of the establishment, you will see visions now also, because you missed those earlier visions. You were not there in Karachi, so you have opportunity now. At least now you should see the visions. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. If you want to offer someone special hospitality, then apart from the normal daily food, you offer them something extra. In the same way, Brahma the mother also has a special love for the children. He cannot stay in the subtle regions without the entertaining sparkle of the children there. This is Brahma's spiritual motherly attachment for the children. With his subtle thoughts of love, he invokes the special group of children and he emerges them in the subtle regions. When Baba was in the corporeal form, you remember how he would call the different groups of children with special love, and he would then feed them with his own hands, and he would entertain them personally. In the same way, now that Brahma Baba has become subtle, this same sanskars of love is still emerging in a practical form. But for the children to experience this, they must now adopt their own subtle form, and they must become like the father. At Amrit Vela, Brahma the mother calls the children and he feeds them with the special nourishment of all the powers. When he was in the corporeal form, Baba would give the children ghee to drink, and he would also take everyone out together for exercise. In the same way, he now gives you ghee in the subtle regions, means he fills the soul with power, and he also inspires you to practice exercise. To increase the power of the intellect, the soul is taken on a journey. At one moment you are in Paramdham, the next moment you arrive in the subtle regions, and then the moment after that you come to the corporeal world and you experience the elevated Brahmin life. The children are inspired to race through the three worlds, and this special hospitality of Brahma Baba becomes merged in your life. So, have you heard in what way Brahma the mother looks after you? Om Shanti.
जाग